If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May.
Never let go of a dream. Hey, ladies, I'm back. Another day, another podcast. So I want to share a story with you that happened to me today, and I'm going to let you know why this goes full circle. And as always, there's a lesson in here, and I want the lesson for you today to be to never give up on a dream. Never, ever, ever. So it's been 12 years since diving into becoming a better version of myself. When I was a single parent at the age of 18, looking at my son the first time, I made a declaration to myself and the universe that I will become this person that I want my child to be. And I remember going to college because at the time, that's all the way the Canadian education system works, that's all I could do was go to college. And I remember going to college wanting to be a child and youth worker, but I had to take a year of general sciences to get my marks up. And during my first year of college, I had this professor named Dr. Wood, and she was my first professor that I had with a PhD. And so I thought she was magical because she was a doctor, right? Dr. Wood, she had a doctor in front of her name. I'm like, oh my God, I have a professor who's a doctor. Like, this is amazing. I feel so cool. Not sure why, but it was an ego boost for sure. And there was something magical about this woman. She showed up differently in her teaching. She empowered me. It was really it was a positive experience. And I just felt a spark inside of me that I could do anything and I can become whoever I want to become. And I really gained value from her education experience. And I remember thinking, I can go to college for 3 years or I can go to university for 4 years and get a Bachelor of Social Work. So I decided to go to university and I figured out how to rig the system to do that because I did not qualify to go to university, but I made it happen anyways. And that's another story. So at this time, Logan was 8 months old, actually. He was 8 months old when I started college. And so I remember going to school with literal vomit in my hair and feeling, you know, that like, what is it? Like the vomit milk smell where your kid is like puked all over you. And anyways, it was in my hair. And I remember going to class and just being like, I'm a fucking disaster. I like didn't get any sleep and I have like vomit crusted in my hair and I didn't have time to change. And I'm pretty sure I had some in my lap and I just kept showing up to class, showing up. Definitely wasn't taking care of myself. That's another conversation as well. But I just kept showing up. And I remember this woman just inspiring me. So I go on to university, get my degree, do all the things that I did, you know, jump into mindfulness, mental health, and continue with, you know, my business. And today's also a special day because today is the day that my book proposal is complete. Book proposal complete today. And it's also my birthday. And it's also my birthday, which is March 1st, and which is on the third month. And I'm 33 today. Third month, 33 on the first. So for me, that is complete alignment. Book proposal complete. I walk into a cafe that my friend owns, and I'm picking up something, and I turn around, and there's Dr. Wood. And I've seen her in the community. I didn't know she was still in this local community, but I've seen her in this community, and we started to reconnect because our messages are similar. And she looked at me, and she said, you know, the teacher, when the teacher becomes a student, and she talked about how I'm a teacher for her, and she follows me online and she listens to my message. And, you know, I've definitely supported her in getting to the next evolution of her message and making an impact and where she wants to go. And I said, do you know what today is? And she said, what? I said, today my book proposal is complete. And I remember being in your class almost 12 years ago, thinking, having this idea of one day I'm going to write a book. One day I'm going to write a book that's going to show women that they're not alone and that they can make an impact in their lives. And everything that led us up to that moment, we were both sitting there crying. And so today I want to tell you, don't give up on your dream. Because I know today is just kind of like a finish line to one race, but I still have many other races that I need to run. It's just a book proposal. The book isn't complete. It's not launched. There's going to be many milestones in your life. But when it comes full circle, that teacher that inspired you in one of your classes inspired you to keep going, to keep going, to keep going, and you keep listening to your intuition, you keep following your gut instincts, you keep going after what you want. And then one day you find yourself on the exact same day that your proposal is complete, where she is there and she's looking at you saying, you inspire me. You never know. You never know the impact you make. You never understand the ripple effect that you have on someone's life because you chose your dreams. So the message is, do not give up on your dream. And if your dream is to get a good night's sleep, don't give up on that. It's going to happen. If your dream is to write a book, don't give up on that. It will happen. If your dream is to, I don't know, become the best version of you and overcome something that you guys are challenged with right now, just know that today and change is possible. And that this journey is not easy. It is not easy. At all. There were many days that I wanted to give up. And the biggest lesson that I'm learning so far in my life is ask for help. I do not identify as a writer. But when I can have somebody pull my message out of me, organize it, and help me co-create a message so that it can better serve the world, because that is a desire. The desire is to write a book. That feels easy. That feels in alignment. And that is when the magic flows. That is when the energy just boom, 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 and things start lining up for you. So as Dr. Wood and I were sitting there talking, reminiscing, and I literally started laughing. And she said, what? And I said, this is what magic is about. This is what manifesting is about. When you become the person that you most desire others to be, that's how you make a difference in the world. So do not give up on your dream to change. And the more you see yourself looking outside of you to change other people, come back to yourself because you matter. Talk soon.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.